On Wednesday, July 5th, students huddled around their computer in anticipation, waiting for one particular email. As AP scores come out, so do feelings of pride or disappointment. In the last few weeks of school, students work hard to prepare for the oncoming advanced placement or AP tests, which decide whether or not they receive college credit for the AP course they took. While preparing for these tests, students often experience high levels of academic stress and additional academic pressure to succeed. Naha Pasermeli, a 9th grader in Peak-to-Peak Charter School, just completed her first AP exam. She feels uneasy about it.
I think it was stressful because I just didn't know. It was so unknown, and I've never heard about AP testing before and what to expect, really. Between students who took AP Human Geo and students who took regular Human Geo, there was that stark stress being seen among the AP students, because we did have a teacher who prepared us really well, but at the same time, sometimes with these kinds of things, you can never feel prepared enough. And so I think overall, yeah, the grade was very stressed and confused.
Despite the stress AP and finals stir up, they act as the finish line to an exhausting year. Naha says her efforts in school usually pay off, but not without putting her mental health on the line.
I'm striving for the best, and so that means I get the best results in my schoolwork and stuff, and it's often reflected in my grades. I always do well. But then on the flip side, the stress and the lack of sleep and just perfection is never attainable for anyone, no matter how hard you work. And so that unattainability means that people keep working to be perfect, and it's just not possible. And so it contributes to mental health issues and things like that, which I have experienced. Mm-hmm. So it's what are you choosing to pick, being perfect and having perfect results, or your own mental sanity?
Academic pressure is proven to result in higher levels of depression and anxiety. According to a recent national survey, about 80% of students consider school as somewhat or a significant stressor, and 30% of students report extreme stress. The pressure to succeed pushes students to not only give up their time, but also neglect their own well-being, leading to a higher risk of burnout.
I'm kind of if I stay up one more hour tonight, then long term I'll be happier. Like it's just a sacrifice I have to make tonight. But then after some point, once I start burning out, I don't even have motivation to start things in the first place.
In the pursuit of getting good grades, students face the invisible enemy of perfectionism. According to Anne Robinson, a therapist from Two Rivers Therapy, pressure can come from a lot of different places.
It can come from peers, it could come from teachers, it can come from the media that we're consuming, it can come from parents, although I think that's a smaller percentage than we like to think it does. Typically, folks that are feeling a lot of pressure are people that tend to put a lot of pressure on themselves in general, and right now academic is where that's being focused.
Another student who experiences these academic stressors is Josue Hernandez Curero. He says the pressure comes from his transition to higher education.
There's a lot of expectations for you, whether that be you need to go to college, you need to apply for programs, internships, but while you also take so many AP classes and also ACT tutoring. So those expectations start to stack up.
Josue Hernandez Guerrero is in the process of setting up his schedule for his freshman year in college. He graduated with the class of 2023 as a first-generation student. From his perspective, the academic pressure didn't root from trying to be perfect, but rather trying to set a strong foundation going into college. Although the origin of this academic stress was different, the effect ended up being similar.
Just taking care of yourself and just doing self-care, going on a hike, things like that, they become less important to you almost. So at a point you just start to focusing a lot of your time in school, and sometimes you don't even notice how much time you're putting into school just because you're so focused to get an A or just to pass by.
According to a study conducted by the National Bureau of Economic Research, cortisol, the stress level hormone, increases by 15% during high stakes testing week. And according to Josue, the stress levels just keep increasing as you grow older. In the face of academic pressure and stress, it can be very overwhelming for students to find a healthy school-life balance. Therapist Anne Robinson has found multiple steps to help overcome these challenges in the presence of academic pressure.
The first one is like getting realistic about our expectations. So what are we actually doing? Like, what are we hoping for? What would be a successful outcome? And then how do I help you get there? The second one is in encouraging some exploration and experimentation. So we don't have to be the best at everything we try. And how do we know what we like if we haven't tried it? The third one that I like to share with folks is resourcing yourself well. And then the last two things that I generally recommend for folks is really taking a look at the balance that's happening in our life. So how much time are we spending on our academics versus how much time are we spending on some of our other basic needs? And then the last one is by building a strong support system. Mm-hmm. So for students, this could be family members, friends, teachers, but also engaging with mental health providers can be really helpful. So therapists, counselors, peer support specialists, like all of these folks can help mitigate some of the stressors and pressures that you're experiencing as a student.
While academic pressure affects students in a lot of different ways, Robinson says to never tie how successful you are as a person to one test, no matter how many times you take it. For KGNU, I'm Emily Cecilo.